business story now with some pretty significant social implications. The fourth quarter 2012 earnings results for Yahoo represented a huge turnaround for a company seemingly on the rocks early last year. Those results also quickly silenced the din of commentary about new CEO Marissa Mayer being a new mom, building a nursery in her Yahoo office, and whether she was up for perhaps the most challenging job in the tech space right now. In her first full quarter at the helm of Yahoo, revenue of $1.35 billion, up 2%. Full-year sales, $4.99 billion. That's a big step away from the corporate drift that Yahoo has been in for years. Mayer is clearly in charge. She's got profits, she's got increased sales, and she's decreed free food for staffers who stay in the office at Yahoo. She's canceled generous compensation and time off and arrangements for employees and installed a performance evaluation system. The Mayer regime has a new edict, and the din suddenly about Marissa Mayer is back. Quote, to become the absolute best place to work, communication and collaboration will be important, so we need to be working side by side, end quote. Executive summary there. No more telecommuting. Well, as I said, the din is back. Some counter memos came from some of our listeners as this story emerged in the blogosphere from Pontiac, Michigan. I typically get more work done considering there are less distractions when I work at home, less stress and interruptions at home. Things also get done around the house, although I don't know if a corporate master would be happy about that. Janina Kerr Bryant, nope, my job as a transporting paramedic is very hands-on. No telecommuting for Janina. I'm glad to hear it. Listener in Lubbock, Texas said, I'm a webmaster, so I always work from home. It allows me the freedom to work on my own schedule, which means the stress I feel is only on my shoulders. However, the unstructured nature of it does tend to make it more difficult to get work done than I care to admit. Well, thanks for admitting it here, listener in Lubbock. And, you know, they got all that free food at Yahoo. Maybe you should just go in there. Here's a listener in Smyrna, Georgia. I do telecommute. It helps to maintain my high level of productivity. My employer appreciates it. Well, let's talk to Dr. John Sullivan here. He's a professor of management at San Francisco State University and a human resources advisor who's worked with Yahoo, Google, Apple, and nearly 200 other companies. Welcome, John.
Hello.
What's the trade-off here about allowing flexible work rules on telecommuting and enforcing we need to be together and work as a team in the same place? And, hey, we got free food.
Well, the trade-off is that not every firm needs to be a serial innovator, but Yahoo does because its competition is Google and Apple, which are clearly innovators. So it's not a trend. It's they need to be innovative, and it turns out that you just get more innovation when people meet and interact, stop, talk to each other, and especially people that don't normally work together, like engineers and finance. So there's a lot of data. She came from Google. Google has done this for years. They're the number three most valuable firm in the world. She's just trying to be innovative, and not every firm should. So when your readers or listeners say, what about productivity? It's true. If you want productivity, telecommuting can be effective. If you want innovation, you have to come into the office.
So if you're churning out sort of web content and web updating, you can do that from home. But if what we really need is team sharing of ideas across platforms and careers, that only comes with face-to-face encounters.
Yes, it speeds up decision-making because you run into people. You run into maybe someone from finance who doesn't like your idea, and you go, hey, what the hell is the deal? And you talk and you work things out. You have something on your screen. It doesn't work. And you go, oh, damn. And then someone who's sitting close to you or walking by says, maybe I can help you, John. So there's a lot of data. The Harvard Medical School did a research study. Google has tons of data. This is a very scientific approach. Remember, she's a computer scientist. She doesn't make emotional decisions. This company is going to go down. Everyone's going to lose their job. So the focus needs to be on the shareholders. And if it's on women or children, it would be those women or children, because everyone's going to lose their job if Yahoo doesn't straighten this thing out.
All right, John, hold on there for a moment. Is Alex our webmaster at home right now? He's probably at home right now. Is he? Let's call him. Let's call him. Let's get him on the line. Let's ask him if he feels more productive working at home on thetakeaway.org, or if he'd feel more innovative if we dragged him in here from Boston to work with all of us. You guys working on that? What do you think he's going to say, Dr. Sullivan?
Well, he wouldn't know necessarily where innovation comes from. So you're using the term productivity. We do know that productive workers that work at home could be as much as 35% more productive. But we're talking innovation. We're talking new ideas. We're talking iPhone or iPod or iPad. So it's different. So he probably is productive, and it's a good to keep him at home. But remember, you've got to change the culture. You've got to circle the wagon. In the Navy, they call it all hands on deck. You need everyone coming in. And to be honest, Yahoo has some problems. They have some bad employees. The good ones jumped ship a while ago. They need to see people work. They need to force them to interact. They've had a serious problem. Some of the telecommuters have not been very productive. They don't have measures or metrics to do this, and we heard Marissa just added that. So if you want innovation, you're going to have to ask a different question.
All right, John, hold on. You set that point up really, really perfectly. Let's bring Alex Johnson in here, who does our web work here at The Takeaway. Alex, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, so really interesting point. I have a feeling you live this. You can be really productive at home, right? You get a lot done. You get tons done every day doing this solo, right?
Oh, absolutely. But his points about productivity are spot on. The innovation, I think, is a challenge being so far away from everyone else who
okay,
I work
let's,
with.
Let's back up. What does that mean? So trying to get us here at The Takeaway, us dull-headed Takeaway folks, to do interesting, different digital things is really hard because you're not here every day, right?
Yeah, well, it requires a different skill set. I mean, I've just been forced to adapt the things that I used to do face-to-face to being able to do online, so chat, email, and all that stuff.
So you are actually living this. You can do a lot of productivity from telecommuting, but really you would have opportunities to really make changes in the way you do your job if you were here more often, yes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it'd be different. I think there's strengths and weaknesses to both ways.
And we also know that he loves New York, but that's another story. We won't talk about that. Alex, thanks so much, and get back to work.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, John.
Dr. John Sullivan, that's a really interesting point there. So this may be a temporary situation that you get the innovation at Yahoo, and then you can send people back out to telecommute and do the productive stuff to execute, right?
Well, and most companies, but remember, they're competing against Google, and Google's approach is, we want as few people as possible to telecommute. So, you know, if you can't get a John Hockenberry unless you telecommute, then you go that way. But otherwise, you want this interaction. So there's a learning. You run into people. You feel stupid and behind when someone says, "Oh, I just won the Nobel Prize. I just got a patent," and you go, "Oh, I haven't done anything." So it energizes people. And if I called you 50 times a day, you'd be upset or sent 50 emails. But it turns out 50 human interactions people actually enjoy.
Interesting. So, all right, Dr. John Sullivan, professor of management at San Francisco State University. What do you think?
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.